Very good. Mr. Minister, you have the floor.
Thank you, Your Excellency, Chairperson of this important session. Fellow ministers, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to begin by thanking the Secretariat for having extended an invitation to Namibia to attend this very important gathering. That's the 9th meeting of parties to the Convention on the Protection and Use of Transboundary Watercourses and International Lakes, this Water Convention, very appropriately mentioned or named. I'm very pleased to address this panel today to express Namibia's intention to accede to the Water Convention. The Chair, Namibia shares and is heavily dependent on all her perennial rivers, all being shared with neighboring countries. Therefore, we have entered into bilateral and multilateral agreements to establish river basin commissions aimed at promoting joint rule-based utilization and management and sustainable development of the shared waters. Furthermore, Namibia has ratified the UN Convention on the Law of the Non-Navigable Use of International Watercourses of 1997 and the revised SADC Protocol on Shared Watercourses of 2000. Namibia has therefore a long record of transboundary water cooperation anchored in multilateral cooperation for the fair, sustainable, and integrated utilization and management of this shared freshwater resources. Let me therefore appreciate the opening of the Water Convention to allow other UN members outside Europe to accede this important convention. Namibia sees this as a great opportunity to be part of this global framework. The convention establishes principles and rules that form the basis for countries to work together for the protection and the sustainable use of their shared freshwater resources. We have heard during the panel discussions a number of good examples how that can enhance cooperation. Namibia, being a downstream country in most of her transboundary shared watercourses, relies on rule-based cooperation, which the Water Convention is centered around. In today's interconnected world, water availability is directly related to peace and security. By acceding to the Water Convention, Namibia hopes to strengthen her capacity to add additional tools in catalyzing change towards water peace nexus, as well as gain new insights for enhanced transboundary cooperation, conflict prevention, and regional stability. Therefore, Namibia is hereby expressing her interest to accede to the UNEC Convention on the Protection and Use of Transboundary Watercourses and International Lakes, and would like to request support from the Water Convention Secretariat during the accession process. We are keenly looking forward to become a part of this that aims at making sure that all the most important, most valuable resource that we have, water, is shared fairly and sustainably. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.